Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring some long versions of some great Motown songs. This half hour, we'll hear from Rare Earth, Stevie Wonder, The Four Tops, and Diana Ross. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature long versions of some great Motown songs. Right here on Motown Memories.
Baby, baby, baby.
Motown Memory from Rare Earth. That was the long version of I Know I'm Losing You, and that reached number 7 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. Well, you found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring long versions of some great Motown songs. Well, coming up, the first number one live song that ever charted, Fingertips. You'll hear part one and part two from Little Stevie Wonder from 1963. Well, in 1963, they called him the 12-year-old boy genius. And though Stevie Wonder has grown older, the term genius still applies. The first of his 9 number one singles was the song coming up, Fingertips. The part two was the number one, but you will hear the long version, part one and part two. And it was the second number one for Berry Gordy's Motown Records, behind Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes. It was also, as mentioned, the first single to go to number one, and it marked the first time that a single and the album that it came from were both number one at the same time. During the three-week run of Fingertips at the top of the singles charts, Little Stevie Wonder's 12-year-old boy genius album moved to number one on the album charts. Interestingly enough, Fingertips had been released the previous year on a studio album called The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. Marvin Gaye played drums and pianos on that album, joined by Motown's top session musicians, the Funk Brothers, James Jamerson on bass, Joe Hunter on piano, and Earl Van Dyke on organ. Well, the entire live version of Fingertips was over 7 minutes long and wasn't considered for a single, but the reaction from the song was so positive, Berry Gordy decided to divide it into two parts and release it as a 45, part one and part two. Well, disc jockeys across America preferred the second side, including the spontaneous cry of what key, from a confused musician during a reprise of the song. Well, here is Little Stevie Wonder, right here on Motown Memory.
Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, now I'm going to do a song taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah! Stomp your feet. Jump up and down, do anything that you wanna do. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. if you want me to, I'm gonna swing the song, yeah, just a one more time, when I come back, just a one more time, when I come back, so goodbye.
Tom Fallon.
people wondering, wanna know why.
Chapter 1, when I was
Diana Ross with a number 8 sound in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1982. That was Mirror, Mirror. Before that, the long version from the Four Tops. This is part 1 and part 2, MacArthur Park. That reached number 38 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1971. And we started with Fingertips, part 1 and part 2 from Little Stevie Wonder. And that reached number 1 from 1963. Well, this half hour, we featured 4 great Motown songs, the long versions that you may not have ever heard. Well, coming up after the break, we'll feature some more great long versions of Motown songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.